The worst of Hurricane Florence has passed, but floodwaters continue to damage homes across North Carolina. While homeowners can only watch and wait, Jason DeBruin reports on what they must think about before returning through their front doors.
John Nemeth stood in a neighbor's yard while a roaring generator powered that house. On Saturday, Nemeth and his wife had to escape rising floodwaters by driving an SUV across their backyard and over the fourth fairway behind their golf community home.
And that water wasn't there when I drove across there.
On Monday afternoon, he looked back over that same fairway, but there was no grass to be seen, just the glassy reflection of standing water.
That's our house there. See, the water's up to the bottom of the windows and maybe a little more.
He shook his head, and with the palm of his hand facing the ground, he pointed to a spot about halfway up his right thigh.
So that means there's at least this much water in the house.
Nemeth and his wife are both retired from careers in the federal government, him from Housing and Urban Development and her from the Internal Revenue Service. They moved to Wallace in 2013, but their house had not flooded in the past, even after Hurricane Matthew.
I did not have flood insurance because I wasn't in the floodplain. You know, it's like a 100-year floodplain. They already had the Floyd 18 years ago. So I'm like...
He shrugged. Nemeth says he thinks he will rebuild, something that he recognizes will eat into his savings.
But some of it will be covered through my homeowner's insurance and my car insurance, and some things will be recovered. But fixing the house is probably going to come on me. And that's tough.
Before they think about rebuilding, the Nemeths will first assess the condition of their flooded house, a daunting task shared by many homeowners in the southeastern quadrant of the state. Experts say the most important thing to keep in mind when going back home is safety. Be sure there are no structural deficiencies with the house, says Nathaniel Cheney, a Duke University assistant professor of hydrology.
If you left the main power on your home before evacuating, you're going to want to be very careful because of potential live wires existing in ponded water.
Then there's sanitation. Rachel Noble is a professor at the UNC Chapel Hill Institute of Marine Sciences. She says North Carolina is unusual in that many homes use septic systems.
The first real concerns come from trying to ensure that basic sanitation needs are met, that there's no return of either sewage or septic waste back up into the house.
Then starts the work of assessing damage. North Carolina Insurance Commissioner Mike Causey says the very first call should be to your insurance agent and catalog the damage.
The first thing you want to do is take photographs, take as many pictures as you can. You can't have too many.
That will go a long way when filing a claim. Then dry things out quickly to prevent any future damage.
Rip up any carpets or rugs that are in the house. Get those out of the house because they hold so much bacteria and mildew and that sort of thing.
Causey says to document everything, even those without flood insurance might have some things covered under their homeowner's plan. FEMA also has resources to help, and Causey says the Department of Insurance has people on staff to help file insurance claims. Back in Wallace, John Nemeth says he'll tackle what he can one step at a time. He says the waiting is the hardest part.
But we're safe, we're healthy, God bless. I figure God has a plan for us, and we just have to figure out what it is.
Jason DeBruin, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.